Good afternoon. With WXPR News, I'm Ken Kroll. The ice storm Monday caused some power outages across the WPS service area, but crews responded and the power was back on fairly quickly. That assessment from WPS spokesperson Matt Cullen.
But our crews, again, you know, responded as safely and as quickly as possible to restore service to those customers that were impacted. And since 8 a.m. Monday morning, our crews restored service to more than 6,000 customers in the Northwoods area that were impacted by that severe weather that moved through.
Cullen says just one power line was reported down, but ice often interrupts power by weighing down tree branches that fall on the lines. But Cullen says another aspect of a lower number of outages is an ongoing project here in the Northwoods.
This really does show the benefit of the system modernization and reliability project that we've been performing in the Northwoods and in other areas throughout our service area, because it does help to eliminate that possibility of trees and tree limbs falling into overhead power lines or overhead equipment by placing those facilities underground. And it has really caused a great improvement in reliability for our customers.
Monday morning, about 1,500 customers were without power in the Crandon and Eagle River areas, along with a downed power line south of Rhinelander. Former teacher at Suring High School will be sentenced March 22nd after pleading guilty to two counts of sexual assault of a student by school staff. 24-year-old Timothy Grimes originally faced six charges and had four counts dismissed. They can be taken into consideration at sentencing. A 17-year-old girl went to a center for victims of child abuse last July. She told members her teacher assaulted her at her home. After the meeting, the victim told her parents, and they contacted the Oconto County Sheriff's Department. And a Rusk County jury has convicted a man of making bomb threats in 2016. Dustin Hewitt was found guilty on four charges Tuesday. Hewitt had been accused of making threats aimed at the Rusk County Law Enforcement Center on Facebook postings and on an email. The courthouse and jail were evacuated while search teams looked for the bomb. Hewitt was already sentenced to 3 years in prison for a similar conviction in Eau Claire County. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers says there's not enough money to pay for a Republican tax cut plan moving through the legislature this week. Party leaders held a public hearing on the plan Tuesday. They call it a compromise with the governor, but he basically said he will veto it if it reaches his desk. Democrats have a tax cut plan of their own. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss says if that one is based on raising taxes on anyone in Wisconsin, he says it's a non-starter. And the electronic car maker Tesla is said to be looking at a location in Wauwatosa for its first Wisconsin showroom. The Milwaukee Business Journal reports the company is considering the former home of Dodge City dealership. Wisconsin law prevents manufacturers from opening dealerships, but this project follows a statute. Cars won't be sold at the Waukesha location. And Governor Evers told the annual meeting of the Wisconsin Counties Association something they've been waiting to hear. Evers said, quote, "Our budget is not just about transportation. My budget is going to make good on a promise I made in December to close the dark store loophole in the state of Wisconsin. The loophole allows big box retailers to base their tax assessments based on the value of vacant stores, which reduces their property taxes and shifts the burden to homeowners and small businesses. Some Democrats complain that nearly 60 municipalities have been forced to provide large tax refunds to big box stores because of the dark store loophole, including the city of Rhinelander." And Wisconsin's governor says he's keeping a campaign pledge by directing the DNR to review the air permits granted for the Foxconn project. Governor Evers says has been discussing the review with Foxconn officials, and they aren't concerned after a brief discussion of a possible change in focus. The Taiwan-based electronics giant reaffirmed its plans for a multi-billion dollar plant in southeastern Wisconsin last week. The weather forecast, and might want to keep your ear to the radio. The forecast is going to be more snow. Cloudy today with a high near 26, about 2 inches of snow overnight tonight. Then Thursday, 7 inches of snow forecast during the day. And then Thursday night, about 2 more inches of snow before it leaves. Friday, cloudy and cold with a high on Friday near 6. That's the news this time around. Stay tuned next for Crossroads Cafe here on WXPR. I'm Ken Kroll.